Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and 30-year business coach. Listen in as amazing, world-changing authors, speakers, and coaches share their struggles and victories and hear from best-selling authors' insight into how you, too, can live your life as a thriving entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. How are you doing today? Are you having a great day? I am so grateful that you're here with us on the show. Thank you for listening. If you're listening live, hey, that's awesome. I appreciate it. And if you've caught one of the replays of our show, I hope that you'll listen to this one and it'll incentivize you, encourage you to want to listen to others of our episodes. We've had so many amazing people, both people that I'm sure you've totally heard of, like Matthew Knowles and Lisa Nichols and Jennifer Kim, and others who, you know, maybe you don't know who they are, but they equally are just as powerful and amazing in their own right. And I hope that over the course of time, you'll get to hear all of them. There's been some amazing guests like Ernie Villanueva and Dr. Joy, who are older gentlemen now, but have so much to be able to still give and share and pour into you. And some younger ones. I've never checked actual birth dates, but I know we have, 19 and 20-year-olds that are best-selling authors now. At some point, I'll have to get my little Tia, my sweet little granddaughter, who's 8 and is a best-selling author. I'll have to get her on the show. That would be a lot of fun. Maybe I'll have her record something for me, and we'll maybe include that as part of a Christmas episode or something. That would be really cool. I'm going to talk to her mom about that later today. So, sorry for the rabbit trail. Sometimes the rabbit trail is better than the whole sermon. Sometimes the rabbit trail is just for me because, you know, as a grandparent, I don't know if any of you, the rest of you, are grandparents, but I can tell you, it's like God's gift every single day. They say such amazing things to their mom that drives her crazy. And it's like, you know, God just kind of winking at you saying, hey, I saw you went through. And now it's your turn to get to watch from an outside perspective. And so that's a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you for being here on the show today. Because today we want to talk about good things. We want to talk about the good stuff in life. I think a lot of times, day to day, you know what I mean? The daily grind, each next step is so exhausting. Do you ever feel that way? It's just like, oh my gosh. I took a test the other day at the doctor's office and they were like, you know, are you always exhausted when you go to bed? And I'm like, well, yeah. You know, that's when I get to bed at a regular time, let alone when I stay up half the night working because, well, you know, I'm an entrepreneur and we tend to do that even though we shouldn't. But then the next question was, when you wake up in the morning, are you often still tired even though you had a good night's rest? And I was like, yes, that's me, thank you. And it's actually a sign of some things I need to take care of in my own life. But it also really served to show me a lot of times what our life is like. You know, we work ourselves hard all the time. And like I talked about in last week's episode, we often overlook ourselves when it comes to somebody who really needs a reward, who really needs somebody to reach out and say thank you to them. You know, somebody to go, hey, you know, you did a really great job with that. I know all of us would love to have an opportunity sometimes to have that, wouldn't you? Sometimes it comes and sometimes it doesn't. And like I said, sometimes the day-to-day grind, the making it from point A to point B, if you will, throughout the course of a particular day is too much. It's not just, something, but it's actually too much. It's just, overwhelming, and you find yourself sitting there. Maybe you've even gotten to the place where you've gotten so overwhelmed that you feel a little locked up. You know, you feel like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm locked up. I'm done. You know, there are some people that are listening today that their business is just humming. It's just chugging along, you know. Things are good, and I'm so glad for you. And there's others of you that are listening today that maybe you're at the end. You know, maybe you're in a place where you're ready to just throw in the towel, where this thing called being an entrepreneur and the word thriving do not seem to want to exist in the same plane of existence. You're just done. You're like, I am putting in way too much work for the return that I get, for, you know, whatever, for how exhausted I am. You know, that can be the reality of our lives. And so we live in a place of getting by, you know, we're surviving, not thriving. We are making it to the next day. And sometimes questioning if we have what it takes to make it into tomorrow. And if that's you, I just want to stop for a second and acknowledge you. I want you to know that you're not alone. That I've been there. That, you know, honestly, if you're listening live, many of you know that our youngest daughter, Maya, is dealing with leukemia right now and is in chemotherapy at the hospital. And they're taking really good care of her. But it's a more difficult time in our life. You know, it isn't one of those things you plan. You know, you don't put out on your 1 year or 5 year to-do list and then have one of our children get cancer. You know, it's the opposite end of that. And so I get it. I know what it's like to have those challenges in life come and to have those days when you're just overwhelmed. And if that's you, I want you to know I see you. I acknowledge how difficult it is. And I want you to know that there is brightness. There is hope. There is sunshine on the other side of today's particular situations, grief, exhaustion, loss, any of those kind of things. It's funny, you know, because sometimes we're so in the thick of it that we can't see our way out. And what I'd like for you to do for just a minute is to close your eyes and just imagine someplace good, whatever that might be. For me, I always think of a couple of different views of the ocean and of the waves crashing. Some of you may know, for about a year and a half, Kathy and I actually lived with the ocean as our backyard. And my office was up, you know, both of our offices were up in a loft with up high windows in the house. So we could see all the way out to the ocean. And there were days that I could just sit there and I didn't even have to close my eyes. I could just watch the waves crash. And it would rain, you know, and then the waves would get even bigger. It was amazing. And so I encourage you, whatever that place might be for you, close your eyes. Envision being there. Put yourself in that spot. Now let yourself breathe in the way that you would breathe if you were just relaxed in that happy place. Take a deep breath. Inhale. Relax. Now let joy creep in just a little bit. I'm not talking about giddiness. I'm not talking about, you know, fall down on the floor and bust out laughing now. That's not real. But joy, the possibility, the feeling that you get in that moment of calm and peace, with your eyes open, or I'm sorry, with your eyes still shut before you open them, just stop and be in that place of peace. And let joy, knowing that there are good things in life, let it roll into you. Let yourself experience it. Maybe for the first time today. Maybe for the first time this week. I hope not, but if it's been all month or even more, let yourself have this moment. Be in total peace. Breathe deeply. Feel joy coming in. Let yourself just relax and experience it. And know that at the core of you, in spite of what you see around you right this moment, in spite of the challenges, the circumstances, the things that are in life right now, that at the center of you there's peace, there's happiness, there's joy. And know that even though today may feel that you are a thriving entrepreneur. Through this next commercial break, just stay in that place. Relax, inhale, and let peace continue flooding in on you for just this moment. And then we'll be right back.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here on Thriving Entrepreneur. I hope that through that commercial break, you were able to take just a moment for you and that peace has filled you just a little bit and that you're feeling a little better, that you maybe have just a little bit more energy, a little bit more ability to have some pep in your step and see and know that there are better. You know, here's the thing. A lot of times what we find is that, money doesn't solve everything. It doesn't buy happiness. But there are times when consistent money, more money, having your business grow is exactly what you need to be able to really, truly, release some of the burden off of you. And thriving really does come from having that better relationship with money. There is a place somewhere between surviving and thriving that you can actually reach, where you can have financial freedom. And the good news is that I don't have to define that for you today. Today we're joined by best-selling author Sandra Gage, and she's going to talk about her book, Beyond Survival, How to Turn Survival into Financial Freedom. Hi, Sandra. How are you today?
I'm fine, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing good. So define for people who it might not be clear for them the difference between survival and financial freedom.
Okay. Financial freedom is doing whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, and not being concerned about money. Financial freedom is also that you're not stuck on a job that you hate because you saved enough money to cover the expenses for maybe several months. So that means that you could leave that job at any time. You have flexibility. It gives you options and it allows you to explore opportunities. But survival is just making it from one paycheck to the next paycheck, not knowing how you're going to make it or going through anything even beyond finances. It could just be surviving a relationship or surviving in a bad marriage. It could be surviving from one day to the very next.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there are some people who, unfortunately, are living lives that are even below that survival place. You know, I heard you mention living paycheck to paycheck, and I know people that, you know, they're living from paycheck to middle of the week, and then they're wondering how they're going to get through the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have an amazing backstory. Tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, about working in NASA and some of those kind of things that led you to the place where you're helping people now live in financial freedom.
Well, I've worked for NASA for over 28 years. I worked government for altogether about 30 years. But to talk about myself, I was born in Brooklyn, New York, one of four girls, and we all grew up in separate homes. I survived so much in my life, like being abandoned by my mother, almost sexually assaulted twice, physically, mentally abused, then abandoned by my first husband, emotionally abused and neglected by my second husband, living through hunger and malnourishment when I was pregnant. And it wasn't enough that I struggled through those things, but on top of all that, I struggled with my finances. I lived from paycheck to paycheck until one day I decided that I had enough. I decided to empower myself to succeed. Then I reached financial freedom and this wonderful life that I'm living right now. But when I remember my past, the parts of my life that I buried, that's when I realized how blessed that I am today.
So you talk about the discovery of so many great things about not sabotaging yourself and living the life of your dreams and stuff like that. What was the catalyst moment for you where you realized that there could be more than just surviving?
The catalyst moment for me was when my children, well, it was at the end of my second marriage. And at the end of my second marriage, I didn't know how I was going to make ends meet. And so the catalyst at that moment was, I have to make sure that my children are provided for and that I have to make sure that I take care of them. So beyond all the things that I've been through, beyond all the financial struggles that I was going through, I made a decision that I had to do better than what I was doing before, not just for me, but for them.
And I love the phrase you use, break free. It just, you know, it's so empowering. What is the key element for a person to be able to break free from that cycle financially that they're in?
Well, the key to breaking free is taking back your authority. I would have to say it's taking back your authority. When you sign up for recurring automated payments and you authorize people to take your money, That's just like telling someone, if you think I owe you some money, then just go ahead and take it out of my account. So to me, you need to really take authority over your finances. You need to take authority over every part of your financial life so that you can become who it is that God has created you to be.
So of all the tips that you give, and there's a bunch of really good tips in this book, what is your favorite, or which one sticks out in your mind today that you could share with people?
Well, I would have to say you are powerful, more powerful than you know. And that I would encourage people to step into who they were created to be. And that's basically what I'm saying, is that wherever you are in this life, you can step into whoever it is that you are created to be, because we all have purpose. So I also would tell people to seek out positive affirmations that tell you who you really are, to get around people who encourage you and see that greatness that is already on the inside of you, and to do whatever it is that makes you happy. Find out what makes you feel good about yourself. Because no matter who you are a beautiful person, and you do have purpose. Find out what you're passionate about. Because when you find out your purpose, your talent, your gifts, and your abilities, and you act on them, that is when you don't have to really worry about money, because money is just going to come to you because you're actually serving and you're actually operating in the area that you was intended to operate in.
I love that concept of, you know, really living in your passion. You know, it's really key to being able to really, truly, you know, live life. If you were able to go back and whisper in the ear of that young single mom that you were at, you know, back in the day, what piece of advice would you give to her?
What would I tell someone? I would tell them that they could be financially free. I would tell them that whatever it is that you want to do, you are able to do it. I would tell that person that they would need to search out that limiting belief that's keeping them from being the person that they were called to be. I would tell them to stand up and take authority over their life. Because a lot of times we give our authority away. As a single mom, I can attest to that, that you often give away your authority because maybe you don't feel worthy.
And I think a lot of us do it, but I know that those of us that have been single parents, it can be very disempowering. So that's good stuff. Well, there is a whole bunch of stuff in this book that people need to go through to really work on and bring out in themselves. But what's something that we could leave them with today, you know, something that they could take action on right now that would help them move towards financial freedom?
What can they do right now? Well, what they could probably do right now in regards to that first step towards financial freedom, I would say that they could take an assessment of where they are. It would be important to be able to find out exactly where you are in your finances right now. Get that credit report, get that credit score, and find out exactly what it is that is keeping you from moving forward in your finances.
That's good stuff. The book is called Beyond Survival, How to Turn Survival into Financial Freedom by Sandra Gage. Sandra, thanks so much for spending some time with us here today.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for having me.
I do hope that you can find that thriving place in your life where you move from financial survival into truly living in financial freedom. I do know that when you can, as Tony Robbins would say, arrive at your problems in a limo, it does tend to feel and end up being a little bit better. And that is a real key. So, you know, really, I do hope that you will grab a hold of some money concepts that will help you thrive as you live your life as an entrepreneur. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Did you know that deep inside of you, sometimes not even so deep inside of you, you have what you need to succeed in life? I think a lot of times we don't really acknowledge that, and we take for granted how amazing we are. So to help us with that today, I'm so excited to have Rovan and Brandy, our best-selling authors of the book, You Already Have It, A Survival Guide to Life. They're going to talk to us about how you can survive this thing we call life. Hi, guys. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
I'm doing good, thanks. Yeah, you know, I am. It's been one of those days, but I'm glad that I'm still here and able to talk with you guys today about, you know, surviving this thing we call life.
Perfect.
Talk to us a little bit about, about yourselves. What brought the two of you together and inspired you to write the book?
Okay, great. Great question, Steve. So, the book actually came, I mean, just like everything else, it kind of happens as you go through life. And, Brandy and I met in New York City, and we were both coaching, in a leadership program together. And the book came about really from my experiences. I've been in the transformational education for about 30 years. And just a quick story, I came to New York City in 1985 in my quest to become a professional dancer. And I actually went to the Coliseum bookstore up in New York City at the time. And I went to this section called the self-help section, is what it was called. And I ran across this book called Personal Power by Tony Robbins. That was my introduction inside the transformational realm. Now, one thing that really came out of that, I noticed that whenever I was in the transformational conversation, things really took off in my life. I went from being, homeless from, coming to New York, being a dancer. Within 2 years, not only graduating from the Alvin Ailey School of Dance, but actually choreographing for the Alvin Ailey Company. And that was actually my quest. And fast forward years later, as I began to really appreciate what came up through this kind of work called transformation, I met Brandy. And oh my goodness, she was perfect. It's one thing to write a book, but when you meet someone like Brandy, oh my goodness, it's like the perfect combination. And oh my God, you know, she was a yes right away. And that's actually how we met. And I'll let her share about how it's been for her and her experience and, you know, what we created out of that.
That's, I love it. I love hearing your story, Ravon. It's inspiring to me. Like Ravon said, we met in New York City, and I'm originally from Atlanta, so I'm a Southern girl. And I had the opportunity to move to New York, and I took the opportunity. And I've been working as a professional coach for a while. I've been a professional coach for over 15 years now. And so for me, it was a pleasure to meet Ravon in that arena. And he approached me and said, hey, I'm writing a book, and I think you'd be a great co-author. And to be honest, that's not the first time I'd heard that. You know, people often say, hey, you know, I want you to work on this project with me. And so I was just like, okay, you know, that sounds good. What is the book about? And he said, it's about transformation and abundance. And I immediately said, oh, yeah, I'm in. I'm totally in. So my background is at the age of 8 years old, I had my first encounter with what people call the spirit world. And I have been a conduit of spirit ever since. And that has taken me to some really amazing places and had me meet some really amazing people like Ravon. And my journey has been very interesting. I went to school to be a doctor because I knew I wanted to heal people and help make them better. And after doing that, I, you know, sorted out that, no, it's not actually what I want to do. And then I got into coaching, really healing, empowering, and supporting people through coaching. And then also doing actually energy alignment, healing sessions with people as well. What's really great is all of that is in the book somehow. You know, so if you've read the book, you know there's something extra in the book. That's what it is, right? So a little extra oomph is in the book.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's really just been delightful to meet someone as multi-talented as Ravon, who's been just such a dynamic fit for my own unique personality. And then the opportunity to share this combined, what is it, Ravon? It's like over 30 years of transformational leadership between us, I think. Like it's something
gosh,
outrageous
like
40, like that, right?
45, you're 15, I'm like 30.
Like, you know, yeah. We've been around. So for us to write a book together and then have it be really as accessible as it is, like it's really easy to read and grasp and understand. It's just been a treat. It's been an absolute honor to share this with the world.
I love when I get to talk to coaches that have been doing it for a while. You know, the phrase I like to use is, you know, I've been coaching since before we called it coaching.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it kind of starts out. You kind of pulled in, you know, it kind of starts out like you people calling you. It's like, oh, you're someone I can talk to about this. Well, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like the spark, you know, the birth.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Survival Guide to Life. So many questions come to mind, but let's start with the easy one. Since we know you're not going to make it out of life without us all having an end. How can we really live in that part from birth to our end?
That's a brilliant question, and I love the way you phrased it. What I will say is, you know, you're right. The studies prove none of us are making it out alive. And then the irony is we don't really die anyway. There's just the transition, right? And so when we say a survival guide to life, we're really pointing to the opportunity to remember, like really remember who we are and where we came from and our inherent birthright while we're here on the planet in this form. And no matter what we may be experiencing in this moment, we do know that life does go on with or without us in physical form, right?
Yeah.
So while we're here, really, there's an opportunity to remember, just like you opened this up, Steve, with this opportunity to remember that we have everything we need already to really rock this life.
Yeah.
We just forgot.
Love the way you put that, Brandy. Love the way. And then we have to remember out of all of this is that it is indeed a journey. Like there's nowhere to get to. There's just this journey. It's not, oh, I've arrived one day to this point. No, it's just a journey. And we're just giving you some really great tools to just kind of just make that journey a little bit more pleasant.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was like a true destination, you know, like you could do this thing and you could truly arrive.
Yes.
Yeah, but then we'd be tired of it in 3 minutes, you know. As soon as we arrive, you'd be like, well, bored now.
We get bored in fast.
So, you know, the book is packed full of stuff. And we're not going to tell them everything in the book, but we do want to point out a couple things. So I'd like each of you to, you know, give your favorite tip out of the book.
Wow. I'm going to start with the easy stuff, Steve.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of goodies in there, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of gold nuggets inside of that. Brandy, you want to take that one first?
Yeah, I'm going to go with forgiveness.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That, you know, look, when we finished the book, we were like, what just happened, right? Because we transformed writing the book. So we weren't the same people that we were when we first met by the time we got to the end of this project. And then we submitted the book to be edited, and we went through a couple of editors, like two or three. And what happened was they were getting stuck on the chapter around forgiveness. Anything that they had not forgiven in their life was really coming up as they were editing this book. And we actually had an editor just say, look, I cannot do this. I cannot finish this. And we had to find another editor, and that happened. And then we, you know, found one that could finish it and got through that chapter. So for me, it's forgiveness. And the juicy tidbit, the piece of the gold nugget from that one is true forgiveness. And I'm going to like really slow my words down so this lands for everybody. True forgiveness is when you can allow that not only is there nothing wrong, but that everything is perfect. Mm-hmm. True forgiveness is when you can allow that not only is there nothing wrong with your life, your job, your boss, your wife, your husband, your kid, your dog, the cancer in your body, right? Not only is there nothing wrong, but it's perfect.
Awesome. Really awesome. Really, really awesome. And, you know, if I was to take a look at the book, Steve, you know, like I said, it's just a lot. It is jam-packed with a lot of stuff. And just one of the things that I really... One of my takeaways, you know, with this is a chapter. It's like living in the now versus looking for the how.
Yes.
Yeah, living in the now versus looking for the how. Now, and this is where we really want to create that because a lot of people that comes to us are often stuck in something, in some area of their life. You know, whether it be relationship or money, I mean, just different areas, career, they're just stuck. And I was having a conversation, so interesting, with a young lady last night. She's an actress. She's brilliant here in New York City. And I was at an event last night. She comes up to me and she just says, oh, how are you doing? How are things? Things are great. And then I said, well, what are you creating next? What's going on with you? And she goes, well, I'm doing these things, and I'm creating some things around actors, and so they can just really kind of move beyond where they would normally would be and just really rock that out. And I said, great. She said, but the problem I'm having is that I have no idea what it looks like, and it's not coming together. And I said, great. I got that. And I said, I want to offer you something. How about forgetting about getting it right and forgetting about that you should already know something? I said, why? Because that's, you're looking for the how of something. How is this going to work? How's that going to work? How does that come together? I said, what I'm going to offer you is to go into the world of creation. I want you to live in the now, and I want you to create it now, exactly the way you want it to look. Like, I want you to design it. She said, what do you mean? I said, no, really. I want you to create it now. And she began on the spot, when she began to be in the now and stop trying to figure it out, she actually began to create an entire new program for herself that's going to really make a huge impact in the acting world. And that's just some of the things that are available to the readers as they read this book. It's these kind of things. They're just not chapters written. There's some work to be done in each and every chapter that if you take that on, which we thoroughly invite our readers, your audience, to do that, their lives are going to transform.
Yeah.
It's just jam-packed with things. And we wanted to give as much away as we could in one book.
But that is the secret to this book, is that this isn't really a book you just pick up and you read it, you know, let's see how quick I can get to the last chapter, you know, last page of the book. This really is a, you got to dig into it. You need to just lay it down on the ground and dive headfirst into the book.
Mm, yes.
I love it. Yes.
You know, it's so great you put it that way, Steve, because, you know, when I envision the book in the inception, I actually, my vision for the book is to have it on every nightstand.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of those books that you would have on your nightstand before you go to bed, or you wake up early in the morning. It's just that good book that you just take with you and just really dive in, because you have to go into a deep dive into this book. It's not really a light read, but I tell you, if you stay true to the words that are in that book, there are secrets inside of there that's going to blow your socks off, and that's going to make a real impact on your life.
Well, let's face it. The things that are really worth it, they take work. They're hard. You know, if it's too easy, we tend to not value it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And the other piece of that is, for most of us, the last thing we think to do is invest in ourselves and our personal growth. We are very keen to develop our children. We're even keen to develop our animals. And when it comes to ourselves, we're not so quick to take the time, to spend the money, to take the vacation, whatever it is that would leave us expanded, leave us refreshed, leave us fueled and ready to take our lives to the next level. And yet we all want to take our lives to the next level, right? So.
Yeah, we actually have a chapter on creating a rocking life.
Yes.
Like, we try to just give people what they would need, like, out of our journey, the things that we've gone through, our personal experiences, the things that's really worked for us, and all the transformational work that we've done between us. We really try to give it all away. I mean, we just talk about a lot of things. We talk about gratitude, and we talk about, you know, ways of being, and oh man, it's just some juicy stuff in here.
What's really great, I think, is you know, to be really straight about it, if you were to meet Ravon and I on the street, you would want to know, you'd be like, what are they doing? Ravon and I love our life. We live a great life, and we love our life, and we're not ashamed that we love our life, and it's a great life. And how many times have you seen someone that you thought was living a great life, and you wanted to know their secret? well, we wrote a book for you. Tell me more secrets. Here they are.
Behind the Iron Curtain, to call that line.
Exactly. Exactly. And what's really great, what I really love, especially as a professional coach, right? Like I coach executives and business owners. This book is not just, you know, it's like Steve pointed to and Ravon's been pointing to. There's work to do. There's actually practical application tools for you to use with what you read. There's exercises to take on. There's even like, you know, you can, there's like forms you can fill out if you want to. If like you're that analytical person, it's in there for you too. Okay. So we're not just going to tell you some great stuff and you're going to forget about it. There's an opportunity for you to take this on and really, really, really be someone who loves your life for real. No kidding.
And I love that about the book. And as I said earlier, people just need to get the book and really go through all of it. We are going to give them a little taste before they leave today. And so what I'd like for each of you to do is give an action. What's an action that's, you know, either from the book or not, but an action that a person could take right now today to begin really thriving in their life?
I mean, wow. I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, that things have to be complicated, that things have to be hard, right? And that it takes a lot of work in order to really see results in things. Well, I will tell people this, the magic to anything that's going to happen in your life all stems down to this simple word called action. So what I would tell people to do is to really get clear about what it is that they want, right? And then begin to take the very first step into making that happen. So if I wanted to lose weight, for example, right, there are certain actions that I have to take. Now, I'm not going to be able to do everything all at once, but what I can do, that's one thing that you got to have, there's two things actually. You have to give your word that you're going to do that and then do that with integrity and then just map out a specific by when you want to get that done. And then begin to backwards engineer on how to get that done. Now, that's kind of the high level, but that's really how straightforward getting results in your life can be. And that's when I'm coaching people as the maximal results strategist, where I get you in maximal results, you know, maximum action to create extraordinary results. It's really important that you take just daily actions towards your goal. Not all at once, daily consistent actions. And that's something that you can really get from the book directly.
I love it. I love it. And mine is, it just dovetails nicely into what Ravon just shared. So I work with a lot of executives. I do a lot of performance coaching and it's awesome. It's rigorous and it's awesome. One of the first things we do is we get really clear about who's already been running the show. So you can do that. Just pick an area of your life that's important for you and get clear about who's really been running the show. So you think it's you, but it's not. I'm going to tell you how to figure out who's been running the show, right? All right. So just imagine for a moment you're about to go to bed. Okay, you're in bed. Your head's on the pillow. Your eyes are closed. You take that last breath of the day. And right there, you think about your bank account, you think about your ex, you think about your job.
Mm-hmm.
What is your experience of yourself in that moment? Now, if you tell the truth, it'll be some flavor of you're terrified. You might not even know what you're scared of, but I promise you fear is somewhere underneath. Some of you are angry, some of you are avoiding something, some of you are blaming people, but that's who's been running your life. And once you can get clear about who's been running your life, then you finally have a say in who's going to run your life moving forward. You with me? And then you can say, okay, who I really am is a powerful person. I am confident and powerful
And then we can actually have a shot at being confident and powerful and going to work.
Brandy, you faded out on us a little bit.
Brandy, you faded out.
Oh, sorry. So then you have the opportunity to actually say who's going to run your life. Whether it's, for me, I love peace and ease. That's who gets to run my life, is peace and ease. And it used to be angry and sad running my life. But until you know who's running your life right now and you tell the truth about it, you don't have a shot at having it go the way you really want it to. So that's my, like, that's my 5-minute coaching. Get straight about who's been running your life and then say who you want to run your life. And that dovetails right into where Yvonne said, once you give your word to how it's going to go, that's the way it goes. It has to. Universal law.
And for those readers out there who are dealing with fear, we have a couple of chapters on how to deal with that, because we kind of figured out that's the biggest monster out there that just keeps people stuck. You know, and we all deal with it. I mean, as long as you're living and you're up to things and you really begin to play these big games of life and take on these very big projects, fear is always there. And then you have to have the tools, the survival tools to life, to deal with those fears so that you can break through that glass ceiling.
I love it. Rovan and Brandy, their book, you already have it, A Survival Guide to Life. You've got to get this bestseller from Amazon. Both of you, I really appreciate so much you being on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure.
Steve, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so very much. I love what you and your company and Kathy is doing inside of this, is creating bestseller authors. And it is a tremendous service to this planet. And I personally want to acknowledge you and thank you for that.
How many of you, like me, have wished so many times that life came with a manual? Well, now it does. And I'm really excited to be able to share this best-selling book with you, because I really do want you to thrive at life. You know, it's so easy to get caught up. And all of those things we were talking about in the first segment, and talking about how overwhelmed we can get, they're very real. And I really want you to know that you're not alone. And that there are things out there, people, as well as resources, that can really help you live in a thriving, amazing place. And I hope that you will really embrace them. Because in the end, you gotta know how special and wonderful, uniquely brilliant, here in the world for a purpose you are. I can't stress it enough. One of the biggest pieces of that is your life, your story, what you've been through, the things that you've gone through. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. But either way, there are people who need to hear about your struggles and your victories to help them through what they're going through right now. You know, it's regardless of what situation you're going through, when you're in good times, you want to know, how can I keep this good time going? And when you're struggling, when life hits you with curveballs that you just didn't, you know, how do you know how to plan for them? You can't. And yet in those places, there are people who have been through that. You see, the most dangerous part of things in life is the fact that whenever it comes to any kind of a trauma, as people, we tend to have as our first reflex to withdraw. You know, think about it. If you touched a hot burner, you immediately jerk your hand back. You know, it's a natural response. We do that emotionally to things that are difficult, to things that hurt us as well. And the outcome of that tends to be, almost always, a person feeling as though they're the only person in the world who's ever gone through that. And because of that feeling, we then isolate. And so what I'm encouraging you to do is to not isolate. To not isolate while you're going through something. And then when you've made it through, or even as you're going through, you need to reach out to others. Because there are people who, you know, you're on day 10 of something and they're on day 1 of something. And they don't think they can make it to day 2. And so they need somebody to share with them, here's how I made it through day 1. I'm only on day 10 now. And it's got its own challenges, but I made it through day 1. And I didn't think I was going to. You know, I remember the lyric from a song that says, you know, the day I almost never made it through is the day I got over you. And it's that kind of a situation. And we need to share that with others. That's why you having a book is so important. And more importantly, making it a bestseller. I mean, as long as you're going to write a book, why not make it a bestseller? Because you need to share that with others. You need to help people reach their best to meet and exceed their potential in life. That's why we've created our free group, Best Sellers Guild. You can go to bestsellersguild.com and join us. It's totally free. There are all kinds of resources in there. We've had people who have become best-selling authors by doing nothing more than joining the group, attending the free workshops we've done, different things like that. We even have one person in the group, I think she's on her 5th or 6th book now, all from just the free membership. So it works. All by itself, it works. It's powerful. And we want to help you get that message out. We have other resources to help you learn how to write your book, to work with you writing your book, to do some of the stuff for you, to do all the stuff for you. We're going to meet you where you're at. And it all starts by joining us at bestsellersguild.com and become part of our community so that you can share your amazing story with the world, because the world needs your story too. You see, you got to understand. And I know I say this every week. I'm hoping that at some point it really sinks into you to know that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. And the world needs you. All of us in the world need your unique brilliance to be shared with us so that all of us can be better. Because of what you bring to the table is being shared throughout the world. And that's what your book helps you do. That's what being a best-selling author does, is it gives you the foundation under which you can then go out into the world and really make that impact that you were meant to make as the uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose person that we're all so desperately in need of in the world. So I really do hope that you will join us at bestsellersguild.com and become part of our community so that Kathy and I can help you really begin to shine and thrive in your space in the world so that you can live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Till next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.